Hello, welcome to the Bloody Mac Show from Bloody Isolation on Bloody Wirecast with Bloody Zoom included and a Bloody Hate broadcasting with all this shite. I'm all right now, I've got it out of my system. Hello, everybody, hope you had a great week. Joining me to discuss all the stuff in Apple, a fantastic team who've been incredibly patient with me. We've waited 38 minutes to start this sodding show off. And so starting us off, top left, Patrice, how the devil are you, mate?
Doing very well. I have already had a very long day, so we did our quarterly planning today, which is always a little bit challenging, but I made it. I'm here. I wasn't sure I would make it, so I'm fairly happy.
Excellent, mate. Fantastic that you're here, but sorry for all the delay. Doc, how the devil are you, mate?
I'm doing fantastic. It's been good, been busy, but, you know, hanging in there, best we can do.
Yeah, no, good, man. Chuck, how about you, buddy?
I'm doing good. You and I spending more time on video conferences than ever before, but, you know, that's just the name of the game in today's world.
Yeah, no, it's working though, isn't it? I mean, it's not bad.
No, it's definitely better than audio conference calls where, you know everyone is distracted and not paying attention. This way you kind of have to be paying at least some attention.
I've just realized that my audio was completely right down, so hopefully that brings me back in line with everyone else. Next to him, it's Jeff, Mountain Lion Jeff. How the devil are you, mate?
I'm doing well, and I feel kind of special because I'm the first person in the introduction that gets the sexy Ewan voice and not the muted Ewan voice.
Yeah, sorry, mate. You've survived the mountain lions for another week.
I have. I've been watching the webcam footage that my neighbors are putting up of the mountain lions hanging out their backyards and going around the alleys.
Is there any dogs that you know of that have lost their lives to the mountain lions?
No dogs that I know of, but there is one cat that there are posters all over for this missing cat. And I'm pretty sure we all know why that cat's missing.
Oh God. Just see the mountain lion turning up. You just see them. Just information required. And you just see the mountain lion turning up on the door of the person that owns it going, yeah, I know where it is.
Yeah. Mountain lion showing up with one of the posters. And
now where's my reward?
Exactly. Yeah.
And last but not least, from Iron Max, who must think we're a complete bunch of idiots, Callum.
Hello. I don't think that at all. I know how difficult it's been trying to get everything working for us while we're all at home. So, yeah.
Oh, this was the first 5 years of BTN, mate.
All right.
Bagel Tech. This was every fucking show, excuse me.
Right, okay.
editing at 3 minutes, 10 seconds. Oh, man. It's the week in Apple. I'm not going to screw around because we've spent long enough doing this. So we'll come back and get in with it because otherwise we're stuffed. First story then. Hang on. I keep pushing the wrong bloody space bar. Apple are offering a $700 kit to add wheels to your Mac Pro if you didn't buy it with the wheels to start with. So if you buy them on the thing to start with, it costs you $400. But if you want to change them afterwards because you didn't think about it, you've got to pay $700. And the extra $300 is because you need the kit to take off the feet. That are $300.
Have they added locks to the wheels?
I don't, mate.
I hope so for that much.
I'd want them to have a car attached to the wheels for that price. $700 in the current economic climate with people at home worrying about their futures, releasing a set of $700 wheels is at best ill-timed, if not just crass. I have to say. Oh, you're not going to say anything then?
How can we? I mean,
you agree. $700 wheels, right, for a Mac Pro. Move on. Okay, that's it then. That's all the fun that we've got booked up for the show. The rest is really serious.
those wheels. It's... I mean, you can also get feet. That's the funny thing. Like, if you have wheels, you can now get feet.
But for $300.
Yeah, like.
Oh, that's a bargain. Yeah,
is it? No, they're not, because it's machined, right? Like, what's the you know, I don't know.
The wheels light up, right? And they play a bitchin' beat while you roll the Mac around, right? Yeah. It's, I mean, if they're not flashing lights and going while you're moving the Mac around, then they're worth 250 tops.
You're not getting it, boys. You see, these feet are not feet. They're wheels that don't move. In fact, they're the best wheels that don't move that we've ever made.
Now we know, the wheels don't have brakes, so the feet are the brakes. Did I get that right?
Yeah, and they're 100% effective brakes as well. They're guaranteed effective brakes.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
You could have two wheels and 2 feet. There you go.
Mm-hmm. 2 wheels and 2 feet, and then you could pick it up at the front and drag it around by the back.
Yes.
Someone needs to sell that.
That'd be great. No, actually, could Apple do a kit and just charge £200 so I can do the back wheels only?
Half and half.
Because I can't afford all four.
No, you have to afford all four.
No, you used to.
Just to put this in perspective, by the way, for people that are out there thinking about this, it costs £270 for 4 tires for my car.
Damn.
Yeah. I would think about that. No, £270 for 4 tires for my car. They're not expensive tires, I'll grant you, but
I was gonna say you're getting off easy. My tires are like $750 US a piece, so that's probably about £1,000 British, whatever's. Yeah.
3,000.
But that's BMW for you.
but your
family made it.
You're buying new tires for your ego though, mate, not me.
Uh-huh. No, it's just because that's what they require.
I'm buying the Landscale ones that are dirt cheap, and guess what? They wear out no quicker than ordinary ones that cost the Continental ones that cost $750. Do they stop me a bit quicker? They might, but I drive like an old man, so it doesn't matter.
Ewan, I just bought a new set of wheels for my office chair, and they're rollerblade wheels. And they have really nice bearings.
It's funny. Everyone's doing that.
$35 shipped.
I did that 10 years ago. I wrote about it on TUAW. My Herman Miller is rolling on rollerball wheels. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. And it now all of a sudden came back. Even Jerry posted it. And I was like, I literally wrote an article about that on Tour like 10 years ago.
And they come with a standard fitting then to plug into your 5-star bass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's a cool thing.
So $35, then. 5 wheels. And, you know, if you have a machine shop, you could probably take that set of $35 wheels and mill down the posts enough so it fits into the Mac Pro.
Oh.
But you need a $300 kit to take the things off. So you might as well just make a flat base and plop it on top.
Mm-hmm. Well, I made
amazing roller wheels. Well,
sure, that's a way to go too.
Yeah, get one of those dollies that the mechanics use to get furniture under your car guys. And put it on
well,
there.
Yeah. So let me just show you this then, boys, because you should be able to see this, shouldn't you? If I'm right.
Press the right button.
Oh, hang on. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Pushed the wrong fucking space bar again. Jesus. I've got a lot of editing this week. I made a oh, you can't see it because it's come off, but just down there, there's a dolly that's in my studio that I use for the white room, and it's made out of 8 roller skateboard wheels. Mm-hmm. Yep. I mounted them to some V-shaped brackets that I bought at B&Q, the Home Depot. That's it.
Yeah.
And it runs on, awesome. And it runs on 2 pieces of 40mm pipe, and it's smooth as snot, mate. Smooth as snot. There you go. You don't need to spend money, mate. I come from an era of having to make do, so it works fine.
Yeah, but some people can afford $700 wheels. So.
Man, that's the verge of expensive. But I'm going to upset the fanboys, so I'm not saying anything. That's it. So we've had that. Right, boys, new for iPhone SE. This is the meat of it all. 4.7-inch screen, A13 chip, Touch ID. Kind of replaces the 8, and actually all of the 8 cases fit it just fine and dandy. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, it's not just kind of replacing the 8. I mean, it's exactly replacing the 8 because it's the inert.
Yeah,
the
it's 11. Gone, hasn't it? So.
So, like, I mean, there's, like, the form factor is the same. The innards are more modern. it's cheaper. So what's left for the 8?
Well, the 8's gone. The 8 has been officially discontinued. Exactly, that's it. It's, so. It's poof.
It's basically the 8 upgraded, but saved on tooling.
Mm-hmm.
They just kept the tooling from the 8 because that's already paid for. And then just flex it up with some new kit. And I think it's great. I posted earlier this week, anyone that's a mid-cycle upgrader or, you know, has a kid that's would have graduated in a couple of weeks, which are going to be graduated via Zoom, it's a great $400. Hey, here you go, kid.
My thought with this wasn't where it left the 8. My thought with this was where does it leave the 10R?
10R is still better.
Yeah, but enough better. Is it enough better to...
Wait, is the 10R
is... You're talking $400.
Bigger, smaller.
The 10R is...
Is bigger. Slightly bigger.
Yeah.
That's what the differentiation would be.
Yeah, has a slightly better camera.
And does Face ID instead of Touch ID.
True.
Yeah. It's minor upgrades, but for some people, that's different enough.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the 10R disappears, like in September or whatever.
You think? There's not going to be an 11R.
I don't think so. Like, I think that they're going to continue they're going to continue what they did with the 11, like the 11 and then two Pro models.
Still very popular, though, the 10R.
Yeah.
It's hugely popular. My wife's got one. She loves it, mate.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get that out of a cold dead hands.
Yeah, I would think they would keep the 11 around and drop the 10R.
Windrider's put the SE's got the same camera module as the 10R.
Yeah, okay, even less of a reason for the 10R to exist.
But you talk. See, this is my point is the price difference because you're talking $400 versus $800.
Yeah, that's why I said I would expect that they keep the 11 around because that is, I think, enough of a step up that they could do like with a reduced price, like somewhere between the 12 and the, or whatever it's called, and the SE. I could see that.
SE's got an A13, says Windrider. 10R's got an A12.
Mm-hmm.
It looks an amazing price.
Better CPU, worse camera. No, same camera, sorry.
Same camera.
Yeah, so
I think it's if that kind of, you know, £200-300 jump is worth it for, you know, what's really only Face ID.
Yeah, I don't.
That's the only kind of major one, and I don't think people pay for it.
Yeah, that's why I said like the 11 would be enough of a jump because the camera would be better, the CPU would be slightly better, probably the same. I could definitely see that like the 11 as a in between model.
You know why I'm mega pissed off, don't you?
Why?
Well, because I bought a 10R for Sharon for Christmas.
Oh. Yeah.
I could have held out and got this to save $400.
Mm-hmm. That's why the question was so specific.
Oh, God.
Away, lad, away.
You're just having a bad day, you.
Thanks, man. Lesser display, says Windrider, type and size. In the SE compared to the 10R. Yeah, I get that just for the sheer price, you've got to say, well, the SE is less than the 10R. It must be, therefore. But there are some things that you're just like, well, that doesn't make any sense. But it's the amount that it's less compared to how little less it is as a phone. It's not a lot less as a phone, is it?
Yeah, if it was like $100 more, I would be okay with it maybe, or like 50. But I don't think it just doesn't make any sense. It's too, the SE is simply too similar to the 10R for both to exist.
This isn't the first time Apple has had pricing that doesn't make sense in its mobile product line. Look at what they did with the iPad mini at one point where it cost more than a regular size iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
Yeah. And then eventually everything catches up and the pricing gets balanced out. But but when they're doing transitions like this, there'll be that window of time where we look at the pricing of one product and we're like, this does not make sense because this thing should not cost more than this thing.
Yeah, and we're definitely in that phase. That's exactly my point. I just think that phase will only be until September, until they announce the whatever the next one is, and then the 10R will be dropped.
I kind of agree with you guys. The one thing though, take a hundred, I mean, what is $100 difference right now is what I'm seeing. $100 is $100. And for some folks, that's a lot of money. And the differentiating factor, I think, is, seems to be agreed here, is the Face ID. So is Face ID worth 100?
You know, I would say today and for the at least near future, Face ID is not worth it because if you're trying to use Face ID with a mask on, it doesn't work.
Yep. The last couple weeks, I've been going, God, I wish I had to tap my phone because I've typed my password so many times that I probably have screen impressions. So anyone who steals my phone will be able to get in right away because they can see it. It's crazy.
I've got to say, I do miss the thumb. The number of times I find myself reaching down and thinking that I'm going to open it with my thumb, and I end up not opening it. So, love has
anybody
no cost.
Tried the mask thing?
No, I can't see why it would open.
I've heard it doesn't work.
Oh, I didn't want to try it because I thought it was a dorky prank.
Mm. You could do it in your own bedroom with the light out when the wife's asleep, mate. You don't have to confess to it, do you?
That's a little different there, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm just different researching masks. It for my blog, man. It's for the fans. I'm doing it for the fans.
Is this still a Mac show? What's going on?
Not anymore.
It's that mask. Does it work with the bunny mask that I've got with the ball gagging? Because if it doesn't open with the ball gagging and the bunny mask, I can't text my safe word.
That's a really good point.
That's a picture I did not need. You.
I don't want to even get into the foxtail butt plug. I just think it's amazing that Apple only care if I say the word fuck, but they don't care about anything that I've just said there. That gets through the clean tag easily. 17 minutes. Got a bit more editing. That's kind of it really, isn't it? Apple are going to unveil. This is quite an interesting one. I didn't know what to make of this. And I'm kind of relying on Doc coming in with a bit more of an explanation, I hope. But Bloomberg's put this thing in about Apple to unveil high-end over-ear wireless headphones, which is not shocking, I grant you, with magnetically swappable parts. Are we talking about just ear cushions there, or are we talking about sound modules as well? Or
no, it's probably going to be, okay, so if you look at, we got a perfect demonstration right now. If you look at Mrs. Patrice's headphones, the little pieces are flaking off on the top, and it keeps ending up looking like fingernails. And then so I just threw away two pair of Beats headphones because this part was starting to chip off and this little piece right here, the plastic from opening and close it, was starting to go. And I was like, they're otherwise wonderful headphones. I mean, not really sound-wise, but they were free, so I'm not arguing. But I was mad that I couldn't just replace this, the little around the head part, or the little clips that stop it from sliding down. And it was like, man, if I could just pick those up for cheap, I would do it because I can replace the ear cups for $20 on Amazon.
Yeah, so actually, Doc, you can
be able to pop these on and off and just add some more parts. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Actually, you can. I talked to Callum about this, and you can replace them.
Yeah. Patrice asked me. I did some research, and they can be fixed. So
can iMen Max fix earphones now? Then.
Well, yeah. Why not?
Yeah, there you go, Mo. Brand new folks.
Well, too late. I threw them away, but I got these lovely Sonys for free also, so I didn't complain.
That's the circle of life right there.
So, the headphone king.
Batwinch says, would the magnets affect the speaker part of the earphone? No, it'd probably be those.
Speakers are magnets, Batwinch.
Yeah, they are magnets. No, that's what she's saying. Won't the magnets affect the magnets?
No,
there would be too weak
because
for that.
Here you think about this inside of the speakers over there or the ones back there on the wall. There's four drivers in there, each one with a magnet. So speaker magnets don't affect other speaker magnets. Otherwise, you couldn't have array speakers like Bose.
Mm. Yeah, but I mean, they would be in the headphones. They would be very close together. And I think that was her point. But I think they're too weak to have any effect.
It would be cool if you could take, if there was a sound module that means you could unclip the sound modules and put in like a sports sound module. So the module was basically there, but the over-ear cup became an in-ear cup for when you went out running or...
you just like pull it out and stick it in and
so that you just change the module for the earpiece. So there's a core earpiece, if you like, that comes in, but you just pop off the in-ear part and put a cup on instead and then go back.
Gave me an idea. I want to make over covers for these that make them look like this, so when you really want to be ignore people, you can slap your AirPod or AirPod Pros into a little cover and then put these on your head. So it looks like this is definitely F-off. Well,
you can do that headphones. Already. Just put those in your ear and then shove your ear cups on.
And sure. My ears are too big for that.
But realistically, I think I can see two things where Apple could use magnets. One is to switch out the ear cups.
The ear cup things.
Yeah, that's probably one. Just the foam cover.
Yeah, okay.
Just the cups. And the other thing I could see is to use it basically like what they do with the AirPods for charging, like have a charging stand of some sort where they magnetically like hook it in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I could see that.
My turtle beach is charged to magnets.
Yeah, well, to attach them properly. I think everything else is too, like we're thinking too difficult for most customers. Like it's not very Apple like that you can basically take apart the entire thing and like replace parts and whatever. I don't think that's not Apple.
You know what I always wished for as a DJ is I could just pull one cup off, because they used to sell a headphone on a stick, the first guys that go like that, because doing this or flipping one ear around is quite uncomfortable. And then, so it'd be cool if you could just pull a cup off and then hold it here and then put the rest over there and
come back. Yeah, I've also seen headphones where they only had one cup, one side.
Yeah, that's pilots and DJs. Yeah.
I like the idea, though, if what we're talking about is what they mean, that you could get different size ear cups for different size ears, because I know that I've had headphones that they were just a little too small, and boy, there's nothing more uncomfortable than, you know, getting a too small and trying to cram your ear in there. And then 20 minutes later, you know, your ear's driving you crazy.
Yeah, too small, too big, anything like that. That would be cool. Yeah.
Very good point.
You get that. There is there's a thing called anthropometrics, which is the study of averages of people. And you get the 5th percentile and the 95th percentile of body part sizes and that kind of stuff. And the cup size that you get for like hearing defenders, that's got to fit the 5th to 95th percentile comfortably. So, but you do get people that have to fold their ears and stick them inside ear defenders because they're just they're just dumbos. But I mean that as in Dumbo, not the elephant, not that they're dumb. But
good save.
Thanks, man.
That might have been the first time that an elephant was ever mentioned on the show, or not.
I don't think so.
No, maybe not. Apple. He's shown a concept of an augmented reality for its iPhones and iPads. So if you hold your Apple card in front of the screen, it will tell you what your balance is.
Well, I think that's super easy for them to implement, right? I mean, they have all the info. They have the AR tech. It takes them probably like 5 seconds.
Just look at the wallet app. Like the wallet app tells you that already. So what's
you
point?
Could scroll on the card. Did you see that?
Oh, that's now it.
Now,
hey,
yeah, now, yeah.
Now I'm interested.
Next level, man.
Bingo. Yeah.
So, no, I mean, I think that looks pretty cool.
Oh, you shake it and it disappears. Oh, give over.
Yeah.
I'm watching that again.
Now it's cool. Now it's useful.
Yeah. You all wait quiet. You weren't nap bollocks. It's no good. Yeah. I'm not having that. And then now went, as soon as he scrolled with his thumb. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what that requires? Some kind of, to be really cool, some kind of glasses.
Yes.
Oh, it'll come. But for right now, I mean, that will sell glasses right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the key piece here is the interaction. Like, it's not the showing something, because they could do, as I said, like they could do that tonight. Like, it probably doesn't take them more than a couple minutes to implement that. But the interaction thing, like with the thumb and everything, I think that is probably something that might even require LiDAR to do properly.
Well, they'll make sure it requires LiDAR. What they should have done there was when he scrolled down through his purchases, it should have said $700 kit for Mac
wheels.
Oh, yes.
Mac Pro, yeah, wheels. And then it's like, you were reinforcing the need to pay it, because you're like, as soon as you saw that, you go, yeah, $700 is really cheap for that quality of wheel. Never mind. The Logitech cases are out. These are the ones to fit the new iPad Pro to do the same as the other iPad Pro one will. And Bob Beach in the chat room will be happy because he's already made two comments about the price of the Apple one. These will be $149 instead of the $350 billion that the Apple keyboard costs.
I need to try the keyboard first.
Well, you type for a living, which is a bit different, I suppose.
Yeah, and yes, that's true. And what I found is that the Logitech keyboards, I love them in concept, and then in practice, I don't.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I know that part is totally a personal thing, but it sucks for me because here's a more affordable price point for an iPad keyboard. And I've just never had luck with their keyboards. They just don't do it for me.
Jeff,
which means
about,
that...
Are you talking about just the iPad keyboards, Jeff, or just their keyboards in general?
Just the Logitech keyboards.
Yeah, but I mean, just the Logitech keyboards for the iPad.
Yes.
For me, it's in general. Like, I have this Logitech keyboard wireless, and I don't like it.
K760.
Yes,
I love that computer. That keyboard's lovely.
I love that. I've got that too, and I love it too.
Not a fan of it. I have the Apple wireless keyboard, the new one, and it's much better.
Yeah, but that K760 has never changed the battery or needed to be charged.
No,
that is true. Yes, that is absolutely true.
I've left that when I've gone out for work, and I've left it for a couple of weeks, sat in the office in the dark, and it still worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's no need for it at all. I put it in drawers and pulled it out, and it still worked.
That is definitely true.
That's why I love it. And mine is old, like when it first came out, old, and it still works to this day. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous.
I've got the
standard Apple keyboard.
See, isn't that awesome? And it's the kind of thing that makes me wish that I liked how the Logitech keyboards felt when I typed.
Yep.
Exactly. Well, I can't tell. Jeff, do you like the? Do you like this keyboard? The 40 quid job wired Apple keyboard.
I actually gave mine away.
Because you don't like it.
No, I didn't like it.
Oh, that's why you hate Logitech, because this is pretty much the same.
Yeah, the closest I've come to liking that is this, and this is from Matthias,
right.
And the key mechanism feels a little bit different. And it's fine, and I like it. And if I'm doing something where I need a wireless keyboard, then that's what I use.
Okay.
But it won't be my daily driver keyboard. What I'm actually using the Matthias Tactile Pro, which is like a battleship, serious mechanical switches. It's loud, and has a really long throw, and it's like a tank.
That's my DOS keyboard.
Yeah, it's like your DOS keyboard.
How did Cherry MX Blues and Cherry MX Browns are so dope, but now that the gamers have figured it out, and all the keyboards are expensive again. And it was great when no one knew, and you could just go get an old Apple 101 and an adapter. Because you get an old Apple 101 for free from the trash, mm-hmm. and then you just got an adapter. But now everyone has figured it out. They're all expensive now.
Yeah, I know. It's disappointing.
Yep.
The K760, I think, feels just a little bit more, and I don't mean this in a negative way, it feels a little bit more soft and a bit more plasticky than the Apple keyboards. The plastics aren't quite as hard. they're a lot more rounded as well on the keys, which feels nicer. I've got the red iPad cover for the iPad Pro that originally came out when the iPad came with the little three-dot docking thing where it goes into power the keyboard. And I love that. It feels exactly the same as the K760, and I really enjoy typing on it.
Yeah, but coming back to the iPad and the Logitech, I mean, the choice is really between, I mean, I think from what I've heard from people who've reviewed the keyboard, the keyboard is okay. The build quality is simply not the same, which, I mean, is okay because it's cheaper. Like, it's massively cheaper. So the Apple keyboard gives you the different viewing angles and a like higher build quality, like almost something that like probably comes close to a desktop, to some, or to a laptop to some extent at least. But it's also like massively more expensive. And
well, this has still got multi-touch gestures and scrolling and that kind of stuff. It does everything that the trackpad does on the existing iPad. So it's not short on features, if you like, with it.
No. I mean, it doesn't have, I think it doesn't have the backlit keyboard or the keys, right?
It's got a backlit keyboard, yeah.
Okay.
Logitech's keyboard combines a backlit keyboard with trackpad that supports multi-touch gestures, scrolling, much like Apple's own keyboard. It doesn't suggest that there's any features that are gone. Designed with input from Apple, the case supports smart connectors on the iPad and iPad Air, which means no charging and no need to connect over Bluetooth.
Yeah. So, I mean, the big difference is build quality and price. Sounds like it.
No comment from Bob. Yeah, because he was whether he'd buy one instead of the Apple one in the chat room. Works for me, although I'm a fan of keys as used in the pre-unibody Apple laptops. Yeah, I've got...
That's a long time ago.
I said
very long time ago.
Well, I watched... I had a play on me... So we have a problem with the batteries to this weekend on the cameras, and I found out that the Anker chargers that I got were switching themselves off. But I don't know whether it was the power socket that they were connected to on the table or whether it was them. So I checked it twice and it went off twice. So I've put it on a different pass by now. I'll see tomorrow when it goes off or not. But that's a long story to get to where I'm at. But while I was doing that, I sat with my 2009 MacBook Pro, because it's the only computer that's down at the office at the moment, and watched some YouTube videos. And it was nice. It was really nice. The keyboard's lovely to sit and type on, and the screen quality was good, and it played YouTube videos without a problem. And it's slow and clunky, only running Sierra, but it wasn't good the end of the world. YouTube. Yeah, exactly. There's not a lot of stories, really. Has anyone got any other stories? Because I'm kind of out.
No, I mean, other than that Apple released a bunch of stuff, which we talked about, there's not much happening.
I'm not doing coronavirus, so forget it. I'm not doing that. That's all right, then. That's easy to do. Let's not beat about the bush. This podcast and all this is brought to you by TSO Host. We love them to bits. They're absolutely superb. We couldn't do this podcast without them, and they give us all of the bandwidth. They give us loads and loads and loads of space on two massive servers that just are brilliant. One to do the live feed and one to do all the shows. We can go all the way back to the very first Bagel Tech shows as well. That's all up on the server. You can scroll through and find them. And they're brilliant. Grill them to bits. You don't have to do anything else other than talk about your experiences with them. If you're a customer on socials, make sure you tell them how great they are and thank them for supporting us. Get yourself out on the socials. If you're a BTN Army fan, get yourself out there and type in thanks at TSO Host for supporting at British Tech. And also, just if you do want to buy anything, BTN20 is the offer code that gets you 20% off your hosting needs in the basket. They are awesome, superb and brilliant, and we couldn't do without them. So please do treasure them and do put the time in to make sure you say thank you for them. And the other one then is iMen Max. Callum's here as well. He'll take over in a sec. But anything with an Apple logo on it or a Beats logo now, apparently. I don't know if the other two know that yet, but it's coming. And they don't know. And they will fix it for you, plain and simple. They've repaired my phone when the face cracked on it, when I dropped it on the floor, and a few other people that I know have had it done as well. They've done iPads. We've got a couple of people that have listened to the show that have written and sent their stuff. So just check them out. If you've got any questions or any doubts, Tommy sent Callum a question this week and said, what should I do with this? And he told him what he should do. And he went, thanks very much. I'm not sure how I'm going to get it. And Callum offered to get it sent over. And he was like, no, I'm in Australia, mate. Can't do that. So,
try it.
Yeah, nice support. Nice support from IMN Max for people in the BTN community regardless. So, but you should be considering using anything with an Apple logo on. You've got to get it for these boys. And they do refurbish machines, of course, which is the only thing that they're currently doing at the moment without a remote courier service bringing it in. Callum, do you have a machine of the week?
Do. So we've still got quite a few 21-inch iMacs. So I know I've banged on about them a couple of weeks previous as well, but we've still got, I think, three in stock. So, yeah, go onto the website, grab them. You get it shipped to you pretty much next day or within about 48 hours. 6-month warranty, all fully refurbished. And it is getting harder and harder to get all the stuff. So, we're still fairly well stocked. I would just like to say as well, thank you to Batwench. We gave her a hand finding her a charger, and she's been all over Twitter thanking us and stuff like that. So
but you earned it, mate.
Yeah, it is. No, but all of the exposure is really, really appreciated. So,
mate, satisfying Batwench is no easy feat, I can promise you. Well done. Right, time for the cool thing. Start us off, Patrice. Stick it in the chat room. Away you go. And you're on mute.
Sorry. I was literally, I forgot about the cool thing today, but I found something. It's something that I know I picked before like years ago and then probably forgot about it and then started using it again. It still works, surprisingly. I don't know. I don't think it was updated ever. It's History Hound from Sinclair Soft. And the cool thing about it is it uses your browser history and indexes that. Everything. So every website you ever visit that is in your browser history, browser independent, like you can connect all your browsers, it will take and it will index, and then you can search them. So if you remember, like instead of doing a Google search and kind of trying to figure out what to enter so that you can find the right results again, you literally just enter it in History Hound and you say, oh, I remember there I was on a website, it had like whatever these two words on it, or I'm looking for this and that. I'm looking for, I don't know, a terminal command, and I only remember parts of it. Just enter it and it will find the right result. And I'm actually using that quite a lot because there's certain websites that I go back to because I have to like fix something or whatever, and I cannot remember where it is or what I should even look for, but I remember like the terminal command, like one or two parameters, and I just enter it and it comes up and it's like, hey, here are the five pages that contain those results, and like, oh, there it is, and I open it. So it's really, really useful if you have a lot of, like if you visit a lot of websites and you have to go back to them every now and then.
Muller's suggesting he doesn't want his browser index.
Yeah, in Muller's case, that might be a little bit difficult.
That's not good.
And videos are not as easy to index.
No, excellent.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Anyway, like I don't even remember what it costs. I didn't have time to look at the website.
I just looked. $14.95.
Okay, easy investment, I would say. There's a free trial. And yeah, go. It's History Hound from Sinclair Software.
Excellent, mate. Thank you very much. Doc, what have you got for us, mate?
I'm going to give you a twofer. The first one is, because we skipped the story, and I didn't say it fast enough, Apple Music web player is out of beta now. So if you are ever in a situation where you want to listen to your Apple Music and you're an Apple Music subscriber, similar to Spotify and so many other guys out there, you can listen via the web. It's music.apple.com/browse. And you will be able to basically hear your kit without, you know, using your phone. Like if you're at somebody else's house and you don't want to play out of your phone because you need your phone to do something else. But the number one stunner, the real deal. We all love our Stream Decks. Like anybody that has one loves it. If you don't have one, you ain't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
But there comes a time where you just want to do it from the phone, pimp. You see that? Okay. So. Without doing anything, I could just sit here and hit my little switches and I can move back a scene, go forward a scene. Like I am actually controlling my virtual camera from my phone with this little bad boy. Just get in there, go back. Hey. And if you just need to mute because somebody, you can just unmute it real quick. So Stream Deck for the iOS, give you that Stream Deck control.
Tell me it's free.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
How'd you deal with the screen going off, though? Because that would really piss me off.
Well, normally what I do is I trigger it from my big iPad down here, and I have my iPad plugged in, and I just tell it, don't go off while I'm doing this, right? I set the screen display not to go off.
Right.
You know what I mean?
In iOS, or in the app?
I do it in iOS.
Right.
But I'm sure maybe the app does it. I just instantly went to that because I thought that was the way to do it. But yeah, I haven't tested it.
Yeah, the number of apps that don't let you decide to switch stuff off really pisses me off.
Yeah, yeah. So that would be
noise. I should be able to choose this. Not your job, my job.
Yeah. They need a caffeine for iOS where I can select. When these apps are running, don't go to sleep.
Yeah.
Patrice, I got a job for you. Caffeine for iOS.
I have to start at Apple first, I think, because that's a system thing that's missing.
You think
apps
so?
Every app can actually prevent you from going to the device from going to sleep, but there's no system-wide thing that you can do.
Yeah, because the camera apps tend to do that, right? Mm-hmm. They tend to stay away. And strangely enough, my Xbox remote control app, whenever I'm using it to watch media, the phone will stay on and I'll forget and I'll drain the phone.
Yeah,
because I was too lazy to change the channel by hand.
Lazy boy. Excellent. Chuck, what have you got for us, buddy?
Okay, so a lot of us, I just threw in the chat room, a lot of us are working from home right now, but we aren't always. And so if you're using Catalina and Sidecar, you can have your iPad be a second display, and that's great. But I also, wrong shoulder. If you look at that, that's one of my laptops over my shoulder, and it is on the Roost stand. And I got this at Macworld a number of years ago, and it's a little on the expensive side. It's about $80, and it looks like almost a set of Tinker Toys to prop your Mac on. But you can't believe how stable and rock solid this thing is. It takes up almost no space on your desk, and it brings the camera and the screen up to a point where it's very ergonomically comfortable. It's like having a monitor in front of you. Now, of course, you're not going to want to reach up and type. That's not something that you want to do. But I find it just great. I have a portable As Patrice was saying, a separate keyboard for it. Mm-hmm. And so I can use it so easily. And it just is just a nice stand. Every other stand I have is kind of bulky and tough to move around. This thing you can pick up and you can even, because of the way that you can see at the bottom, the way it grips the laptop, that you can actually pick the whole thing up and move it around and take it with you if you want to. So I love mine, and I would encourage you, you can spend $20 on a stand and be moderately satisfied, or you can spend a little more and get something you can really use.
The Roost stand. That's my DJ stand since Macworld when they first came out, when they first did it.
Joaquin,
the last Macworld, right? The guy's name is Ostrom. He's out of Colorado. Mm-hmm. And super, super cool because as a DJ, that's up there. So my controller's down here, so I can do everything. Yep.
I have two Roost stands. I have one here that I'm using right now, and I have one in the office. The newer one that you have, I think, Chuck. I can absolutely second that. The cool thing is I remember that the guy told us they put 130 pounds in bricks on that stand. And it did not break, and they stopped at 130 because they were kind of fearing that it would fall on their feet, and they were like wearing flip flops, so they were like, "Yeah, let's not do that." He is somewhere in aerospace, I think, like aerospace.
Yeah, he was an aerospace engineer, and he got the idea using old skis. Mm-hmm. So it's made out of Durlin, which they make skis out of because it's flexible and not breakable, but light.
I got the 2014, I got it in my stash for my speaker stash. I gave my bag away when I came back as a prize for BTN. And it's the only it was the only item that went in that pack that I regretted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just amazing. Okay. So everybody's endorsed it. So good pick. Good pick. Yeah. Go awesome. Get
excellent pick.
Yeah. First thing I brought when we went on lockdown.
You bought one when we were like, oh, mate, it's just it's a love-in for the roost.
First thing.
Yeah. The cool thing is you can travel with it. So you could, like, you can fold really it light. Together yeah. and then mm-hmm. travel.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent pick then, it would seem, Chuck. Well done, mate.
Thank you.
Jeff, what have you got, mate?
Man, Chuck is a hard act to follow, but I'll see what I can do. Okay. So
that's what she said.
Yes, but you know, actually you probably, anyhow. Hi everyone. So my pick is the Wisecam 2, and this is a $20 camera, and it's designed to be a security camera that, you know, set it up in your place and, or monitor camera, and little stand pops up so you can change the angle, and it has a swivel base. And it has a slot where you put in your own SD card.
Yep.
So any footage you capture with it stays local. And the USB port on the back, this is for their bridge device that lets you use their other sensors as well. And it, you know, it's a really great camera, and it's only $20. The reason it's my pick today, despite all the other awesomeness that goes along with this, is that Wyze has released a special firmware update that you can install on this camera and turn it into a webcam. So for all those people that are desperately trying to find a webcam so they can do their meetings from home, but they can't get one, $20. Install the firmware update on it, and it becomes the webcam that you plug into your computer, and at that point it's just a webcam. But they also have another firmware thing that you install, and it pulls the webcam thing off and turns it back into a regular camera. So there you go, Wyze, $20, awesome little camera. And now you can use it as a webcam for meetings if you need to.
Excellent. Doc, you've got an update on your thing. It's not gone to sleep.
Yes, it's still awake. And on my iPhone, normally I do to my iPad. My iPad, I set it not to go to sleep because I use it for a lot of this stuff. But on the Bob's, phone, it hasn't slept yet.
Bob's updating us as well. He said Steam Deck Mobile is available monthly for $2.99 or $25 for 12 months. So there is a rental on it. There is a fee. Bad luck, mate.
Sorry.
Good pick, Jeffrey. I like that. I might get some of that. The video is stored locally, like you say, but you can stream, can't you? But it's a stream on demand. So when you log on to the app or
right
the camera, yeah, then you can see it, and then you've got a data load, but it's not giving you a data load constantly.
Right. Yeah. I have a couple of these in my place that I've set up with IFT triggers, so that when I leave home, they just turn on, and I can use them like security cameras. And so I can look and see what's going on in my place and get alerts if motion or sound is detected. And I have the camera set so that the only time that they actually record something is when they're triggered. So my SD card doesn't fill up with a bunch of nothing happening.
And, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And it's, they've been really reliable cameras. And I've been happy with them long before they rolled out this special firmware, which I thought was a brilliant thing to do, because here they have these cameras, and there's this need where people need to be able to get a webcam for meetings. And there you go.
Brilliant, mate. Thank you. Cal, what have you got for us, buddy? You're on mute.
On it. Good save ish. So I've downloaded this week an app for the Apple Watch, which is basically just a web browser for your Apple Watch. Obviously it isn't something you'll use all the time, but it is a handy little feature. It has a really good reading mode on it, so it makes it actually relatively easy to read things on the web on your Apple Watch. So it's only a dollar or a pound. It's just a nice little addition to my Apple Watch, which made it a lot more usable. And
that's good.
Yeah.
It looks very simplistic in the screenshots.
Yeah, which I think is a bonus, because obviously it's only very small, the Apple Watch. So the kind of simpler, the better. And I really like it personally.
It's closer to CFAX than it is to Safari.
Oh, yeah. I'd say so.
Just those people that don't know what CFAX is, you'll have to Google that, I'm afraid. You will have had a similar service in your country, though, I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Michael Thing is on setup, so we love that for a start. And it's Uplet. It was the app of the week this week, and I installed it. So basically, one of the problems that you get is with Instagram, it's a pain in the ass trying to get stuff onto Instagram from your desktop. You've got to go into iPhone mode and your browser developer tools and that kind of stuff, and you might manage to do it then, but you might not. This thing does exactly what it says on the tin. You drag and drop your pictures, shove them into Uplet, and then Uplet will post to your Instagram account direct from your desktop. It doesn't do all of the shit filters, and it doesn't do all of the fancy effects, and you can't do anything at all with it in terms of capture. It just basically is grab a bunch of pictures, drop them in there, put the text that you want, post it to your Instagram feed. It's incredibly simplistic, but that's it. It's free, obviously, because it's in setup, but it's a light and easy program. It just sits in the right-hand corner of your screen, and away you go. Uplet.
How did I not know about this set app?
Me too.
It's funny. It came up, and I never looked at it.
Now.
Yeah. And it's funny. You don't need filters. You have Photoshop on your or
exactly.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Wow. This came up in the thing. These are new apps, and I was like, yeah. And I just kept going because the other one that I downloaded was Short Menu.
Yeah.
It's a URL.
I picked that the other week. The URL shortener.
So good.
It's brilliant. Mm-hmm.
And it lets me use my customized domain shortener, which I made years ago because I was high one day.
One and two set app.
As one does.
Set app just took out Flume that had been on there as a way to upload and manage from the desktop. So this may not do everything, but wow, good pick.
Yeah, I was never very happy with Flume, so.
I'm happy now.
What? Why are you and just a little dance?
Oh, I've had a bit of a shit week, so. Praise from Chuck goes a long, 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 long way. Peace. I've just noticed that Zoom's changed my default meeting ID. Maybe it hasn't. Maybe it generated one because I didn't check the box. That's okay. Thank you, fellas. Where can we get a hold of you, Patrice?
Well, you can find me every week here on The Big Show and on The Mac Show. I released a new podcast the other week, and we released the second episode, actually, with yours truly, Ewan. It's called
Food. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. That was fun.
It was awesome. I really enjoyed talking to him, or back to you.
Don't make it I'm not here.
No, you're here. Also someone who, like, admittedly said not a foodie, which is awesome, like, to have someone, like, who says, I'm not a foodie, but I still have stories to tell.
And yeah, I just know what I really like, cool, you know. Story. I'm a bit of a dustbin as well, so.
Yeah, exactly. And you had some really cool stories to tell. So foodieflashback.com, second episode is out, and if you want to be on, then just reach out to me. And I think anybody has a good food story or something that they could talk about for a couple of minutes.
I love the fact that I spent the whole thing talking about my grandma's sherry trifle, and you were hearing cherry on the other end and pulled up a recipe for cherry trifle. Yeah. No, sherry trifle.
Yeah. That was funny, yeah.
How trifling.
We talked about offal, which is also funny.
The offal stuff. We've got to write the Hannibal Lecter book of offal cooking.
Mm-hmm.
That has to happen. Man,
Japan has the best offal. Oh.
Of course it does.
I talked to Doc about that too, so it's really funny. And I've already recorded a couple more, so you can definitely look forward to Jeff coming up next week. And I have a couple more surprise guests, so stay tuned.
So what's the view been, boys? Do you think that a book that's titled The Hannibal Lecter Book of Offal Cooking, or Cooking with Offal, would sell brilliantly because of the fact that it's already sell like crap?
No, it was brilliant.
I think
I always thought that you should do a Hannibal Lecter offal cooking book.
And you know why? Because right now, coming out of whatever we're coming out of, people are going to be needing to buy offal to learn how to cook it because it's cheap still. But some offal has become expensive because people figured out how good it is.
Oh, mate. Yeah, I love it. Tripe. Love tripe. Absolutely adore tripe. Love pig's intestine. Stuff with cuttlefish.
It's called chitlins.
Yep. Love it.
Yeah.
Ox cheeks, plaster's offal. I don't know. Oh,
beef cheeks is the best. No,
I don't know.
Beef cheeks,
so.
But I don't think they'd be offal. I think they'd be cut. Yeah. Offal tends to be the workings, the mechanics of the animal. Doc, where would you be?
Well, you can find me all over the place at DOCROCK. And then, hold on, you got your cameras low. I got to move this up. Come on, move up. Anyway, you can also find me on YouTube channels at DOCROCK. Thank you for cropping my picture, Ewan, so everything's out of order.
It's not me. Zoom doesn't put things in the same place twice.
Yeah, I know. Zoom is
if you put it into grid view, then it cuts off the top end. And if you don't, then it cuts off the bottom end of the other. Yeah. There's no
Zoom needs a real quick stiff kick in the gonads.
Yeah, the fact that 500 million accounts are on the dark web for free also doesn't help. Chuck, where would you be, buddy? Thank you for coming and sorry for the delay.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you for having me. MacVoices.com is where you can see everything that I do. We're putting out shows on a pretty regular basis about all kind of interesting things. So come on over.
Excellent. You are always welcome whenever you get the time. You just dial on in and be done.
Appreciate it.
Jeffrey, we'll see you back on the normal link, I hope, for Big. But where are you?
Yes, of course I'll be back. And I am over at TextExpander.com. I am Jay Gamut on Twitter and Instagram. I have a webinar that I'm doing with Help Scout next Tuesday, which will be fun. We'll be talking about customer support.
Excellent. And,
yeah, so that'll be a lot of fun. And then I think the week after that, I have a beginner webinar coming up.
Perfect.
Yep. And I have so much fun on the podcast with you, Ewan. Patrice, I loved being on your show. And,
I forgot you were the one after me.
Literally after you. Yes.
Out of the psychotherapist door and in the other room.
Yep.
Oh, it was amazing. I'm really looking forward to releasing that one.
Cool.
Yeah. And that was the first time I've actually written up the recipes that I sent you. So that was fun too.
Oh, I'll be downloading that then. Excellent. Mm-hmm. And last but by no means least, don't forget as well with Text Expander, BTN 2020 is your offer code to get 20% off Text Expander. Yes. And you get your own personalized tutor within that as well as in
because you know where to find me.
Yeah. We should run a BTN one only. Just an exclusive BTN beginner.
Bring it in. Do you want to do that? I would do that if you want.
We'll do that. Yeah, right. We'll do that. We'll organize that. Awesome. If you've got Text Expander and you want a beginner's webinar that's purely for BTN people, then we'll Zoom that and we'll do that. It'd be really cool. And last but by no means least, Mr. O'Hara, where the devil are you?
Yes, you can find everything we do at imamax.com. Get in touch with us. Info on imamax to email, all of the socials. You can get me on Twitter at O'Hara Cannon. If you've got any questions or want any knowledge on anything, just get in touch with us and we will do our best to help you out. So, yeah.
Excellent. And if I do that, I should come up. There we go. We've had a great time. Thank you ever so much. Sorry for the initial delays and get going and swearing, but we're doing okay. If you're out this weekend, be careful because it's all still going on and it's all the horrible stuff. But please do support Carl Swagger on the news show as well if you can and download that and give us some reviews and things like that. So if you've got a review on iTunes or something, go on and update it or make sure you've got a review for all the shows that we're currently on with Photo Show, Big Show, Mac Show, this one, yeah, that's the one, and the new show. Give a review for all of those if you can. That'd be great. Have a great weekend and thanks for listening.